Saint Narcissus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the Sunday Mass, only we didn't have the Mass on Sunday. Well, we had the Mass, but it wasn't the green Mass, because we had the great feast day of Christ the King. So that Mass still remains to be sung, and that's the Holy Mass that we're offering this morning. And in the Gospel, there's some very wicked people who are actually working for a wicked king, and his name is King Herod. There were a number of King Herods, and they all got into a lot of trouble in their life. And these wicked men tried to trick our Lord. And so they praised him. That's called flattery, only they weren't sincere. They were just trying to do it to get our Lord in trouble. You know, children, our Lord gave us a tongue, and a tongue is a wonderful thing. We couldn't eat our food or speak if we didn't have a tongue, and we receive our Lord in Holy Communion on our tongue. But it's a very offensive thing to God when we use our tongue to tell a lie or to get other people in trouble or anything like that. Well, that's a bit what happened to one of today's saints. And his name is Saint Narcissus, and he was the Bishop of Jerusalem a long time ago, and he wasn't made the bishop until he was rather an old man. But he was extremely holy, and he did very much penance. And because of this, God allowed him to work miracles. One of the miracles he worked took place on Holy Saturday. Do you remember on you older children who come, do you remember on Holy Saturday morning how at a certain point when we're blessing the Paschal candle, and then everybody waits for a minute and the bishop sits down and the servers go throughout the church, and it's called lighting the lamps. They light all the lamps with a new blessed fire. Well, this year they had no oil for their lamps, and nobody could find any. And they didn't have Duke, and they didn't have electricity back then, so they were really in a pickle. What were they going to do? Well, the bishop, because he was so holy, was able to say, never mind, don't worry. I'll tell you what, get all the vessels you can, all the pots and pans and the vases, and fill them with water. And they did. And then he said, now pour out that water into all the lamps of the church. And it was a very big church. It's the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. It's a very big church to light. And when they poured it out, they saw it wasn't water anymore. It was oil. And so when the time came to bless the holy fire and fill and light all the lamps in the church, it was oil, and they were ready to go. Now, because he was so holy, sometimes some people thought he was too strict. Did you ever think that about a teacher, maybe, or a priest? Why do they have to be so strict, and why do we have so many rules? And we can't wear these kinds of shoes to church, and we can't do this, and we have to come to Mass every Sunday. And, well, there were three men in particular who had had it up to here. That's what people say. I've had it up to here with that bishop. He's just too strict. So they decided to make a false accusation against him. They accused him of committing some terrible crime, which he never ever did. It was just a lie. And they did it just because he was so holy and they were so wicked, basically. And to back it up, they said, one of the men said, if what I am saying about this bishop is false, may I perish by fire. And the second man said, yes, and if I'm telling a lie, I hope that God would send me leprosy and eat up all my skin and my fingers fall off. And the third said, and if I'm telling a lie, may God strike me blind. Well, when this happened, the bishop did not defend himself. He just went off to a monastery way in the desert, which is what he wanted to do anyway. He was only taking care of the people because it was God's will. And they had to send another bishop and another bishop and another bishop. There were three bishops in a row, and they all took care of the church for a while, and then they all died. And in the meantime, the three men who told the lie against the holy bishop, one of them indeed went blind, and the other indeed perished in a terrible fire, and the third caught leprosy, and his skin got all horrible, and all of his fingers fell off, and he died of that wasting disease God vindicated. And still then, the bishop did not come back until finally he was an old, old man. And one day he came back to see what was happening in his old city, Jerusalem. And he saw that they didn't have any bishop, and his accusers weren't there anymore. And when the people saw him, they were so happy, they didn't mind the fact that he was old and that he was very strict. And he came back to be their bishop for the rest of his life. Only he needed some help, so we got another bishop called Bishop Alexander to help him out for confirmations and things like that. Children, we must always tell the truth. When we don't, God will punish us. Sometimes he will punish us in this world, and our lie, we say it, backfires on us, and we get ourselves into all sorts of trouble just because we told a lie. And sometimes God will have to punish us, not in this world, but in the next, in hell or in purgatory. People go there to those terrible fires because they didn't tell the truth. Children, whatever you do in life, never be a liar. Just say the truth. But you say, if I tell the truth, I'll get into trouble. Don't worry about that. Just always tell the truth. You don't want to have that terrible punishment of God. You want to be like our Lord. And what they said to him in the gospel today really is true. He is the one who tells the truth, and he teaches the way of God in truth. So let's all be like our Lord and make him that good promise at Mass today, shall we? From now on, I will never, ever tell another lie again. God bless you. In the name of the